Notice to record this. Okay, so just reviewing the basic cases over here from Simon Chesif Yudalid. First case is if a person takes off his talis with the express intent to put it back on immediately. According to the Mechaber, Afal Pikein, he would still have to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Ramah brings down two Yeshomrim here, Ein Mevarachin. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that the Minig is Minig of the Achronim, or the Stima Saposkim, is to follow that yeshomrim, right? That if you took off your talis, you don't make a bracha. Im hayadayt alasu asatef, and the Mishnah Berurah says even you didn't have a talis cut on. That's the first case. If you took off the talis lelov shel achazman, you took it off intending to put it on later. What's the lacha there? When you put it back on, You have to make a bracha. You take off the talis with the intent of putting on later, even if you change your mind, and even if you're wearing a talis cotton in that case. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, that same Mishnah Berurah. In Be'isa Pshita, it's down near the little Nun Gimel in the Shar Tzion, about six lines up. Vida, it's the beginning of the sentence. Vida, the im. But Aesop Shita, well, how you die to Lubosh Miyad? You took off your talis with the intention of putting it on later. Rak Ezazman, Afsha Acha Chazav and Asate Pomiyad, but whatever, you changed, something happened in the middle. You took off your talis, you thought it was going to be a long delay, and then he said, oh, no, that reason for taking off talis is over. The Kul Yalman Tzorach Latsu Lavarech, I feel Nishal of talis cotton. Why? To take a Shepashto Azda Lohamitz. That's it. You had basically Das to stop being involved in the mitzvah. Now the problem is that the zman here is not spelled out. What is considered la'achar zman? So that's what I want to look into a little bit tonight. How long of a delay is considered la'achar zman? Now I'm saying you took it off with the intention of keeping it off for a while. What's a while? Right. Is it 10 minutes a while? Is it a half hour a while? Is it an hour a while? Is it jog a while? Is it a shower? Is it a swim? What's a while? Okay? Then the next case was a person took off his talis, stam, Shalom b'shasa tefila. Took off stam without any specific intent. Shalom b'shasa tefila. What's all over there?
You have to say new bracha.
So, if he's wearing his, it depends. If he's wearing his talis cotton, he doesn't make a bracha. If he's not wearing a talis cotton, then he does make a bracha. But let's say it was, yes, b'shasa tefila. It was b'shasa tefila. Mishnah Berurah says in that case, in Sivkat Lamed Ches, take a look at it. If you took it off, b'shasa tefila, your stam das is to put it back on. And pashat also b'socha tefila. It's on the next page, towards the end of Lamed Ches, again, to the beginning of a sentence. V'nirdim pashat oso besocha tefila. Took off, you see it?
No.
It's two, three lines up from Lamed Ches. You took it off stam, in the middle of tefila, afila b'stama, meaning you didn't have in mind, put on right away, you just took it off. Havi kemosha pashat oso al das lachzor. You took it off in the middle of tefila, pashat says that you can put it back on. V'cheinim kiplo v'heinicho besoch kiso, havi kemosha pashat oso b'feirish al das lachzor. But if you took it and you fold it up and you put it away back in the zekel, then the stam das over there is that you're not putting it back on. That's right. Just like you took it off in the middle of tefillah, the implication that you're putting it back on. If you took it on, fold it up and put it away, that's just as good as having intent that you're not putting it back on for a long time.
Yeah, but let's say by tefillin, you're supposed to, let's say you're going to the bathroom, you wrap up your tefillin, you put it in your bag.
Right. And talis are not the same, dude. No? It's not the, right. You're not the same, dude. It's not a bizui to the talis to, you know, to leave it out. The tefillin, you don't leave just undone. That's not considered covered for the tefillin. In fact, the Rav was very makbid. He said he didn't feel it was right. On Rosh Chodesh, when people take off their tefillin, they wouldn't have time to wrap it up, so they'd leave it sort of in a heap. And they'd sit down in Musaf. So he didn't think that was the right thing to do. Better, he said, better to daven Musaf with the tefillin on. It's not usher.
So here, what is it that we take off our tefillin?
Because here, daven the tefillah, that's unique to Rosh Chodesh. That's the me'ein ha'mor tefillah, so to speak. And here, that's Rosh Chodesh is the O, so you don't need maybe...
What do they do when you want to tefillah all day?
When they wore tefillin all day?
Did they keep it on?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, look, you see in some places that they wear tefillin. What is it? On the first day, Chol Moed Pesach. Right? There's an Indian daf got to wear it through. When is it? Through the laning? When do we normally take it off? When do you normally take it off?
On Rosh Chodesh?
No, like on, or on Chol Moed. You take it off right before
Musaf. On Chol Moed, they do it before Halal.
What's that? Right before Halal. That's what I mean, right before Halal. Right before Halal, except the first day Chol Moed Pesach, it mentions tefillin in the laning, so I think there's actually an idea of keeping on.
Yeah,
when they lane before Musaf, right? So it's Halal. That laning and then Musaf, so they leave it on longer for that. It's only that one day. It's only that one time. What's that? I think one of those parashas. Yeah. Okay. Then, so you have we had the first case. Took it off with das to put on immediately. Machlos between the mechaber and the Rama. He had intent to take it off and leave it off for a long time. Even if you're nimlach, it seems like everyone agrees in that case that the halacha is you put it. You have to make a bracha. Next case was shelo b'shas tefillah. We assume stam das is that you intended to take it off for a long period of time, unless you're wearing talis cotton. If you took it off in the middle of tefillah, you stam das to put it back on, unless you fold it up. Okay, let's say you took it off to go to the bathroom. Took it off to go to the bathroom. What's the halacha in that case?
Well, if you took it off to go to the bathroom, you have intent to come back and put it back on.
Yeah. So that's the Mishnah Berurah over here back in Lamed Zion. The impasha tefillin on dietally comes to base akise have a hefsek. They said the shiny hasam for tefillin's different. Came into base akise also with tefillin. Mentioned this last night, right? Therefore, it's a hefsek gomer mashen came betalas. The medina ain't aser. Rak the ain't nochal lasos came.
What's the medina ain't?
I mean, ikra din. There's no problem. Talis is a baguette. There's nothing wrong with it. But since we wear it, just it's miyuchad for tefillah, so it's considered not the right thing to do. But it's not an iser per se. So therefore, when you take off the tefillin, since halacha mandates that you take it off, it's like benching and haggadah. You know, in other words, you have to make another bar per gofen because it's you can't do two things at once. You know, in other words, kisi adam is a stop, it's a cessation, is a hefsek to shechita. Going to the bathroom is a hefsek in tefillin because you can't do the two things simultaneously. Not possible. All right?
When we say talis katan,
Which case?
Any, every case.
Oh, what they mean when they say talis katan?
Yeah, it doesn't mean the rest of talis katan, or let's say size 2, which is just being maskier than the minhag of tzitzis.
That's a separate question. What's the shear of talis katan, you mean? Right now we're assuming. Right now we're assuming that there's one thing called talis katan. Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
You talking about Rav Moshe's sheet?
That's part of it.
Right, Rav Moshe's sheet that any he says any small thing you put tzitzis on. And that's just Rav Moshe. I mean, Aruch HaShulchan says that. And he says talis katan only to shear because it's a beged, it's a atifa. But talis katan he says anything that you could wear basically would be. Especially that we are under your clothes, it's not like a real bag.
So, you know, some people have seen talis
cutters,
like, their talis
cutters
are
not to hear,
so
the tits are like a little. Right. I mean, those are, that's. So most people that know. No, I'm saying most people that know what they're doing are not doing that.
So, like, it's secure. It's big masculine, but it's not really a bag.
Right.
So, I don't know that. Like,
right, yeah, I know. He's not being.
Involved in it.
I think we have to assume that he means whatever he calls talis cotton, whatever the shear that the Mishnah Berurah, we'll have to see that separately, what the Mishnah Berurah, you know, amma and a half by amma and a half, or two ammas, you know, that whole cheshbon. Okay, so basically, he say, if you come out and you put it back on right away, you would not have to make a bracha, and let's say you took it off to put on another talis, that we didn't discuss last night, that's over here a little bit earlier in Yud Beis. Take a look, see if you'd base, and then we'll see some of the later discussion here. Who's this?
If you're wearing one, if you have tzitzis already, all the other garments don't mean tzitzis.
You're wearing one garment with tzitzis, and then you put other garments on that have dalal kanfos?
Wild shita or something, yeah.
Never heard that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, no possible.
Right, but what's the svar for that?
I don't know.
I'd like to see that. If you find out where that is, let me know.
I'll find
it. Yesh lo kama begadim shel arba kanfos. I mean, it's open mechav here.
Yeah.
Kulam chayavim betzitzis. Ve'im lovsham. Im lovsham. If you put them all kulam below hefsek, v'hayadaita mitchilal kulam lo yivarech el bracha achas. Like a shechita, you're shechting 100 animals, but you know at the outset you're going to shecht all the animals, you make one bracha al shechita, and that's it. Same thing with the mezuzah. You're putting up 20 mezuzahs, you make a bracha at the beginning, and that's it. Do b'vas achas without a hesek, ela bracha, same thing with tzilos kelim. However, in masik b'neihem, tzarech levarech al kol el achas v'achas, meaning depending on how many times you masik. V'adin, im lo haya b'daito mitchila al kulam, let's say you got another one. That's just as good as a hesek. Your das wasn't on the second beged. Okay, says Rama. In poshel arishon kodem shalavas hasheni tzarich lachzor levarich. Same thing. If you took one off with the, but before you put the other one back on, before you put the second one on, I should say, then you have to make a bracha. So look at the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. I was reading halacha. I was reading Seif Yud Beis. Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading Seif Yud Beis. The Mishnah Berurah. In Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, writes the following. You got it? Right, that's what I just read.
Yeah.
Lamed Aleph is in the Ramah. Avi, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
So he says the following. Ha'achronim cholkim al zeh, v'svirlon de pshita lo ha'vehesek l'kuliyama. Meaning when you take off the talus, in order to put back on the other one, it's not necessarily a hefsek. Ve'eino domo l'mashakasa machar b'sif yudalet da pshita havi hefsek. Tahasun lo yadaito b'shas bracha. Over there, you didn't have in mind when you made the bracha that you're going to put on an additional garment. V'yachzer v'yilbash. Aval halcha hayadaito b'shas bracha alavishas habeged hasheni. Right? He says, when you made the bracha, you knew that you were putting on. Who says so? But apparently he's saying that if that's the case, if in fact that's the case, that when you made the bracha, you knew at some point you were going to take one off and put the other one on, then you would not necessarily make another bracha. So if he had das during the time of the bracha, that he was going to wear multiple begadim, that's okay. That's, again, assuming that there was no hefsek. Assuming that there was no hefsek. But if there was a hefsek, you're going to have to go back. What's a hefsek? Again, we're going to have to see what that means.
What's the
Ramah's Hanbel? What's the Hanbel? In Pashad Arishon Kodem. This guy's putting on multiple garments. Right. Not one now and one later in the day. It's all right now, close to the bracha. So he makes the bracha, he puts one on, and then he's about to put on the second one. For whatever reason, he takes off the first one. It's unclear as to why. Hey, Chaim, how you doing? Yeah, please. Not clear why he's doing that, but he's taking one off to put on the other one. In that case, Tzarech lachzor levarech. So the Mishnah says, "Whoa, what do you mean tzarech lachzor levarech? That's not a hefsek to the mitzvah. It's only hefsek to the mitzvah if you didn't know you're going to put the second one on when you put the first one on. But if you knew you're going to put two on, so the fact that you just removed the first one is not necessarily a hefsek. That you would not make a bracha for. Okay, but if it was a case where you took one off without knowledge that you're going to put the other one on, or you were mafsek somehow between the time you put the first one on and the time you put the second one on." Then it would be, again, bracha worthy. Right? All of this is basically the cases in the Mishnah verse. You have 1, 2, 3, 6 cases, six scenarios that you could conceive of, some of which would require another bracha, some of which would not. Let's now take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. We'll go through his discussion. If you want, we're doing the Aruch HaShulchan. If you want to grab one, or you can just follow along. So, Torah Shabbat Peh. We're not going to go through, obviously, the whole thing, but we'll take a look starting with Simon Ches. If Yud, we'll start with Yud Ches.
Where is the architecture?
Where is it? In the back room on the left hand side. You'll see a big shelf there.
And which thing am I looking
for? Or Chaim Chelik Aleph. It's the first. There's a black set also. I don't know if it's labeled the same way. But. All right, we'll wait 1 second for Chaim to come back. So, Avi, you want to read?
Sure. All right, Yichas.
Im yishlo kama begadim.
Im yishlo kama begadim shel dalad kamfos v'lo shim kulam chayevim bitzitzis. Im lovshan kulam below hefsek
Lo Hatzei Gadol.
The Lo Hatzei Gadol. V'haya bedato mitchila al kulam lo yivareich ela bracha achat.
Good, so that's the halacha we just saw, right? Yes, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Al harishon v'pater et kulam. V'im hefzik...
I just can't hold myself back for 1 second. In Yud Zayin, it's not really our issue, and maybe we'll deal with it totally separately. But you see what he writes over there? Yesh om she'ikar mitzvahs talas katan hulu lov sho'al begodav kidei she'tamin yirehu v'yizkar ha'mitzvahs. Wear talas katan on top of your begodim, not underneath your garments. I mean, the whole, doesn't mean the tzitzis, he means the whole talas katan, the life tzedekel. V'yizkar ha'mitzvahs, ve'ina minikim. He says in Lita, the minig was not like that. That's not the minig. V'kein v'shem ha'rizal kasu da'adu rabba sh'tzarech li'os tachas v'gada. Probably al pikabola in some way. Surprising. It's surprising that in practice you see many of the people that would normally rally behind the Ari, not like that. You know, don't do that. Could be that Sardim maybe. I don't know what they're... Even Sardim, I think they're pretty big on having the tits out. Some of them. I think Rav Avadi has a chew in Yechav Adas. If a Sfari is going to Yeshiva of Ashkenazim, I'm not wearing the tzitzis out like the minhag of Ashkenazim. I got the impression from that it wasn't necessarily the minhag among Sfari. But okay, anyway, I just, like I said, couldn't hold myself back. Go ahead.
In Hefzik HaPasak Godol.
Hefzik, right. If you did a Hefzik, engage in a Hefzik.
Av Shehaya Dato Al Kulam O Sheshashach Harbe.
Sheshaha.
I had a
sauce.
Where are you? Im lov shom kulam b'lo hafzik gadol v'yabedaitem utchil al kulam lo yivarech al brachas al rishon apoter es kulam v'im hifzik hafzik gadol afshay daita al kulam o shesach. Yeah, sach means he spoke. He spoke between them, like the notion of sicha.
O shesach harbe. Shalom inyan levishas begadim.
Right, and in general you have such a case. If a person speaks about oso inyan, it's not hafzik. Right, the Gemara says a person makes hamotin and says havi melach, havi left on havi melach, bring the relish, bring the salt, that's not hafzik, bring the knife. Right, you don't have to say melach or sakin. People think you have to say melach. Okay, I can say word salt also. I know there's people are insistent. They say melach. You could say salt. It's the same no hafzik. It's also inyan. It pertains to the mitzvah. It's considered part of that mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to do that. It doesn't mean, you know, people like to have shtick also. They dafka want to show that they're allowed to speak, so they say that. That's not the right thing to do either. Obviously, it's ideal not to speak. Preferable not to speak, right? What's that? Yeah, the makiyah, that's right. You do it. You have to do it, but you don't do additional things, you know. That's right. Go ahead.
That's the only one people think it's okay.
What?
That's the only one people think that it's okay to talk to
them. Right, right. It's
right. Between
it's kiosk. Those guys calling out the.
Where I doubt, at least they make sure to right beforehand. They tell everyone
no speaking,
right. And if you have kids,
right.
Send them out.
Right.
So.
Right. Now, how she's saying that the Baal Makri calls out the kolos, so that's not a hafzik because it's the oso mitzvah. It's mitzvah mitzvah. So the guy's doing bidikas chametz. If he's talking about, oh, look over there, it's not hafzik. That's part of the mitzvah. Okay.
Minyan levishas begadim tarech lachzor olivarech. V'chein im lo haya dato
beferish
al kulam. Ela shalovish
lovash
shalovash stam.
Right. You just put them on, and he wasn't necessarily thinking about the other begadim.
Tarech lachzor olivarech.
Good.
Hold on. Tough.
Mizeh yesh
lomar. Lomod. Demisha lovesh talit umevarech alav the tikof.
Takef.
Takef. Tikuf. What was it?
Takef.
Takef. Takef lovesh hatalit gadol umevarech alav d'ein ruach chachamim nochem mizeh.
See what happened? He puts on, it sounds like he means talis katan. Right? He doesn't use that lashon, but guy puts on his avir kanfus. And then he comes down. The guy's in the dorm. He's getting dressed. He puts on his talis katan. And he comes downstairs and he's going to daven. He's going to put on his talis gadol. So you don't make two brachas. Why? Because you see, when you have in mind that you're going to do one, the other one could be patered. So he says, that's not ruach chacham nochem. He's a shahre yachal lepotram bebracha achas. Vein lahabrabos bebrachas bechinam. It's not, you know, it's not Shabbos. You're not trying to make 100 brachas here. But he says, "Vezeh rakishem is pala beveso." Right? You see, the Aruch HaShulchan understood that sometimes people don't daven the outside of a shul. So he says, people, when they daven like that, and he could do one right after the other, but take a chachrei his labsho b'hatalas cotton. Now he mentioned talas cotton. Aval kishaholich lebeis haknesses, oshish hesek harbe lo shayach zeh. It's not shayach.
V'cheinim lo haya b'dayt. But it's considered hesek harbe.
Okay, we're going to have to, that's what I said, we have to get to see what that is. Okay, but it sounds like even David putting on your talas cotton at home and then going to shul, he says not shayach. Right, lo shayach zeh. Let's see, there's more to be said, seen here. There's a question whether going to shul itself is a hefsek. He's going to mention that.
I agree.
I thought you were reading, yeah.
Okay.
Don't let me steal your thunder.
Lo shayach zeh v'chein im lo haya bidato l'lilvosh hatalit gadol miyad.
Right, let's say the guy, he's getting dressed, and he's not planning on davening right away, for whatever reason. He's planning on davening later, and then all of a sudden, he changes his mind. Right? He thought he's going to daven at one minion, and then he sees, oh, you know what? I'm here already. There's a minion. I'll daven right now. Put on my talis. Ah, so that's nimlach. Nimlach means that when you put on the other one, you didn't have in mind. They have to make another bracha.
Tarech a bracha
b'fnei atzma.
B'fnei atzma. Then I have a bunch of brackets.
Yeah, let's read the brackets. That's important.
Something.
Ayin. Taz, or actually Atar Zakanim. I think it's Atar Zakanim or Ayin Taz, Sivkat Nirav. No, it's probably Ayin Turezav, Sivkat Nirav. Shehesigal Beis Yosef, Masha Kosov, the Halicha Beis Haknesses, Havi Hefsik. So the Taz says that's going to the Shul is not a Hefsik. Right? Ayin Sham. Vidivre Beis Yosef, Tzodkim. The Halsam, B'mikdash, B'mikadish, sorry, B'mikadish, V'chim B'n Til Sudayim. Chada inyona havi, v'tzarech lasos kein, v'lachin lo havi hefsek. As over there, the case that he's talking about, in Sota Lamites, apparently has to do with Kiddush and Antil Sudayim, where he says it's one whole process, and it has to be done that way. V'lachin lo havi hefsek, mashen kein bekan, detrei inyonim, v'shaper havi hefsek. So he said, really, there is what to be said about this being an actual hefsek. As far as I know, a lot of people have the practice of dafka not making the bracha on talis katan anyway because of the shaila of the bracha. What's the commonly made bracha on talis katan?
What if you don't wear a talis
katan? So then, that's a good question. I mean, then you have to make sure that's the right shear, I guess, and maybe do an atifa. But we'll get to that, please, now. Let's take one thing at a time.
What's a duke?
Huh?
What's a duke?
So sometimes it has different meanings in different...
Maybe one Sunday we discuss.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing you. Okay, yeah.
Could we discuss talis katan?
Yeah, of course. The kasher ben arama. The kasher ben arama b'sif yud beis. The impashad arishon kolim shalavas hasheni. That's this rama that we just did. Tzarech lachzor levarich. The rabbim hasigu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. The havadei mayir shekivin b'shas habracha hasheni. The guy's getting dressed. He's getting. You're Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg shlita. Right? You know you're putting on a number of talisim now. Number of talisim katanim. Whatever the case is. And for whatever reason, you put one on, and then you took it off. You're going to put the next one on. So, Mishnah Berurah says, what do you mean? That's not a hefsek, right? You knew you're going to put the second one on. The ilav came b'lav hachi, tell him bracha. Because if not for that, then it would definitely need a bracha. It's pashut. You don't have to tell me, take one off to put the other one on. You definitely chayev. If you didn't know you're putting it on, that's the basic halacha. The kev and shekiv and alav him kein, ma ichbas li she pashut arishim. Who cares? Ho lamazad dome, l'shochei. The guy is shechting. Shemachavim lishchot shnei ofos. He's going to shech two birds. Does he need another bracha on the second one? Af shekvar shechet laharishon? No. V'daso bin harma nearly. Da chazinam de bechi of bracha kol shenimlach lasos. De lo kamo shedima b'shas ha-bracha tzarech bracha acheres. V'hacha gamkein. He's trying to explain what the Ramah means. And that's when you change your das from what it was when you made the bracha, then you need a new bracha. So this is over here too. Your bracha was on wearing both. You decide, change your mind, and take off the first one. He's trying to give svar of what the Ramah means. Everyone argues on the Ramah, but he's trying to explain what the Ramah means. He says, apparently the Ramah views this as a case of nimloch. Now, it's your bracha, when you make the bracha, the kavana you have for the bracha sort of is koveya, or I should say your das is koveya, what your bracha is going to be chala. What your das is to do. What ma'isa mitzvah are you about to do? You're about to do ma'isa mitzvah of wearing two begadim? That's what your bracha is on. Oh, nimlach? Now you change your mind. You're not doing it that way? Well, that's it. Now it's nimlach, and now you have to make a new bracha. It's a chiddush, but he's trying to be masbir the Ramah in a way that makes sense. Hear what he's saying. Vein adom l'shchita, d'hasam lav nimlach, u'mikom makom l'din ha'alocha k'rabim v'lo yivarech. Ki ha'gav na'al sheni. The Aruch HaShulchan says, even though that may be the reason for the Ramah, we're not going to do that l'maisa. We're not going to do that with Maisa because he's acknowledging that it's difficult. It's a difficult svara. But all and most of the Achronim argue. Right? All right. Now we're into the dicey portion of this discussion.
So someone attacks us and says, well, we follow Shulchan Aruch and Mukhan, but Hashem is following well. We can say, no, we don't always follow
them. No, of course not. We know it's true. People don't know that. I mean, well, you see there, Nosi Kalim, beyond the Ramah, you have a Shach, you have a Taz, you have a Gra, you have a Berhete, you have a Piskei Tuba. I mean, there's a lot of, Aruch HaShulchan, Chachma Sadan, all these poskim came after. They don't know. It would be very simple. Just pass like the Ramah. Right?
That's what they said.
People that know how to learn, or people know anything about halacha, don't really say that. I don't think. I mean,
right.
You, the people that don't really understand how Shulchan Aruch works. Right? You people that know very little, they know, everyone, this is in the Ramah, or...
The Ramah is the father of Hashanah.
It's true, I mean, that is...
I understand, but everyone says because of that it must be that...
I mean, it goes before that, the Ramah is not the first Ashkenazi, I mean, the Ma'aril came before the Ramah. The Ramah bases much of what he says on the Ma'aril. You follow everything that's in the Ma'aril? That's also not the case. The Ramah, every time he says Minhagim, he's referring to the Ma'aril's Minhagim. We don't follow every single thing that's in there, either. No, you're right, that's what people say. Well, Ashkenazi, go follow the Ramah. A number of cases like that. Right. That's usually a guy looking for some kind of...
loophole?
No, he's saying like a guy looking to like make an argument about something. Doesn't really... It's not a sophisticated argument to make. Yeah, you could...
No question people have that.
That what? That mean, how can you not follow Ramah?
Yeah.
Well, again, I mean, it's one thing if there's no one that argues. You know, if you don't have an open source that argues, so then...
Ramah argues.
Huh?
He's arguing.
I mean, the Rambam is arguing. Yeah. And the Mechaber passed like the Rambam? Are you talking about something specific?
No, in general. Maybe the first one together.
This guy, he's good. That's his area. Okay, archives. Kasa Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Besif Yudal.
Where?
Chaf. In Pasha Taliso. Pasha Taliso Hayadaito Lachso Satev Bo Miyad Sarach Levarech Keshiyachsev Yisatev. That's the Mechaber. Right? The Tamulov. The vade pshita b'dayt l'sateh shein sarach bracha k'moshe pasuk b'atzma l'kamon b'yotzim in a sukkah. The mechaber himself says, you walk out of the sukkah, you haven't time to come back in. You don't make another bracha. Okay, the grah notwithstanding. The mechaber paskins, you walk out of the sukkah with knowledge that you're coming right back in. You don't make a new bracha. Why all of a sudden over here by Talos does he say, if you take it off the intent to put it right back on again, you have to make a bracha? It should be no different. Dein sarach l'varech. V'zeh shedima zeh b'sifro ha-gadol l'may de'ita b'sukkah de b'tfilin. We saw these cases in the Gemara, remember? That's not a good comparison. Why? So the Mishnah already said why. You must remove them when you go to the bathroom. There's no two ways about it. I always thought this was an interesting approach of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, I'll tell you why the Mechaber Shita makes sense. But the Mechaber is saying is when you take your talus off, that's when you go in the Beis HaKisa, you're taking off your talus, you're taking it off because you, Dafka, don't want to be involved in the mitzvah right now. It's true, make a din, you're not mechuyev to stop. But right now you feel that this activity is not proper to do with this mitzvah. So you're stopping your mitzvah. So it says, "Afshem mutar medina kamo lasos tzrocha v'chadoma im kein dechia lahatalis biyadayim ve'eno dimin l'sukkah." You're not pushing off. You're not saying I'm not involved in sukkah. Fakir, you're saying I'm still involved in sukkah. I'm coming right back. With talis, when you take it off to go do something else, you're saying that's it. I'm stopping. Now it could depend on what you're doing.
Do you make a bracha then?
When you put it back on, that's right. So the
that's a good question.
What?
I feel like that's a good question.
Right.
I thought, I guess that makes more sense, but I thought maybe it's just not, not that you don't want to be involved in the mitzvah per se, it's you just want to bring the chatzah shom, this chatzah shom mitzvah to the matter.
Yeah, that's what's at the forefront of your mind. But right. He's saying once you've done that,
once you've done that, then really you don't want
to be right. Okay. The guy says, Havlo Nevarich, he's not eating anymore. You know, that's right, he's allowed to continue eating, but once you say, I'm not eating anymore, that's it. You cut off from the bracha. Im kein, kishadaito lichnos miyad lo yivarech, by the sukkah. Aval hacha shahaya biyachota lisa talas alav, uber etzono, dachuhu shapir have dichoi vehefsik, vehefsik vetzarech levarech. Vaadarabah, garu mitfilin, shabal karchach mechuyiv lahasiram. He wants to say it's worse than tefillin. Tefillin, you have to take them off. But the talis, you don't have to take off. Oh, so now by virtue of the fact that you took it off, you're showing that you don't want to be involved in the mitzvah when you could have been. And then he says, the girl is masking to the Beis Yosef over there, but ulai mitam shebi aron.
Wait, they don't make a problem.
What? No. Sounds like he's saying that he's masking to the Beis Yosef. That he has to, that he have to, that you do make a bracha.
When you put it back on after bathing?
Yeah. You go home, we'll have to check that out. Huh?
Sackcloth. That's the
girl. I mean, Aruch HaShulchan is a good source.
Shitzit.
Daryl. That's, where is that? Alovish Talis. Are you with me?
No.
Not presently? Now you back?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm zoned in.
Hmm?
I'm zoned in now.
One second. Let's check out that girl. All right, let's go a little further. I'd like to try to get through this Aruch HaShulchan, and then I'll just add in some of the later psalm. Okay, so that's the Mechaber. He's saying the Mechaber Svara makes good sense, right? And then he says the Gros seems to be maskim to the psak of the Beis Yosef. Again, the Beis Yosef said in Pasha Taliso and Hayadaito Lachso Satev Omiyad Sarach Levar Fashachsev Satev. And that's the only Beis Yosef that he's quoting here, right? Right? That's the only Beis Yosef they didn't make a mention, a reference to. So when he says that the Gros is maskim to the Beis Yosef, Ulay Mitam Shebeyarnim. Sounds like he's saying that the girl was masculine, that's the halacha. Avar Rabbeinu HaRamah, because of the Yeshom Shein Mavarachinim Hayad Daito Lachsol Satev Po, V'Yeshom Davke Shinishol Av Talas Katan. So the Ramah held, there's two Yeshom in the Ramah. First Yeshom says, no, as long as you have intent to put it back on right away, whatever right away means, and then you put it back on right away, again, whatever that is, then you would not be required to make a new bracha. Second Yeshua says, oh, you need your talis katana, v'hachi nogin. The Kfar Tarchu Rabim says, the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Eze Svarhu, l'chalik ben kishin, nishar al talis katana, lo. Nishar. Who, what kind of business is that? Talis katana, not talis katana, imanashach. Am I still involved with this mitzvah? I'm not involved with this mitzvah. What does talis katana help? Uma inyan talis katana, l'pshitas ha-gadol. U'pirshu b'kavona, so, the hachi ka'amar, Im mufurash haya b'daitu lilov shel miyad b'chol inyan ein sarach lachzor lavareich. So if he had intention to put it back on, doesn't matter. Say whether they had a talis cotton on, say whether they didn't have a talis cotton on, he won't have to go back and make a new bracha. Right? That's where he took it off with the intent to put it on immediately. And he did that. Took it off, and he put it back on within a fairly small amount of time. He will not have to make a new bracha, even if he's not wearing a talis katan. However, im haya b'daito shel olov shel miyad, and then he was nimloch, then he's always going to have to make a bracha. Alright, so that those two cases are the extreme. What's the talis katan? Where does that lemaisa matter? Achim poshat stam, below kavana. You took it off, but you weren't really thinking about what you're doing. Az im nishol of talis katan, and then we say it's daito olov shel miyad. Ve'in tzarech levarech, ubelo nishol of talis katan, Have a gadaito shalalov shamiyad, it's our class of the varech. Ulinyin dina, suffic brachas lahakel. Ubuchal inyin ain't sarch lalov shal, ain't sarch lavarech, kishalov shamiyad, afila lil nishalov talis cotton. Afila bastama, vechena minig pashut. Says the meaning is to act in this way, that when you take off the talis, ain't sarch lalov shal, As long as you put it back on immediately, you don't have to make a bracha, whether you had talis katan or not, and even if you took it off bistama. You put that same talis back on, that's not called a hafsek. So what is he, how is he paskening? Sounds like in Yandina, safek brachas lahakel. When you put it back on miyad, then we in fact follow what the Mishnah Berurah says is the consensus of the poskim, that you need not make a bracha even if you're not wearing a talis cotton. Okay, against the psak of the mechaber, and apparently perhaps against the psak of the gra. All right, but what's considered now halach lamaisa? What's considered a long, protracted period of time? Right. So, we'll just go through some of what he says over here. There's obviously there's a lot here. By the way, is it bitzitzis or batzitzis? Anyone know? It's not Lasatev Pitsitsis.
Like Lisman has it, not Lasman.
Yeah, my wife still gives me a hard time for saying that. The Mishpura says that Shech Yam Kiyamana Yano Lisman has it with a chirik. He specifically says it has a chirik. Over here too, in Sivka and Yud, he writes that the bracha is with a shva under the bees.
Who says this?
Mishpura.
He says Lasatev Pitsitsis?
No, he says batzitzis.
Yeah,
they
said shvav.
What?
They said he says it with the shvav in the
way. Yeah. Not a.
No, what are the sitters?
I'm sorry.
What is the
yeah, but shvav is a shvav.
That's bit. Shvav is the colon.
Right.
So the isatev batzitzis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. Right. I'm sorry. I take it back. Mm-hmm. Right. Batzitzis. Good. Bitzitzis b'shvah tachas habeis.
Is it Gemarian?
Am I Gemarian?
No.
Is Mishmaru Gemarian? I don't know. I mean, every once in a while he tells you how the bracha should be made.
It can't be like a halachic thing unless...
Unless it's based on how the... What the
they have batzitzis here.
Batzitzis.
But they'll have husband as a...
There must be someone else that have...
Check.
I only saw it the first time I saw it was in the Ezer, so in a different way.
This is Bazman, is that?
Yeah.
No, Shech Yonah, well, the lid. Oh, that has Bazman?
Yeah.
No, not that, the Shech Yonah bracha.
Lizman.
Yeah, they have Lazman, right?
Yeah, this is Lazman.
Huh?
Lazman.
Right, he says no.
It's funny because I think the Ezer says like Lizman, this reason. And for Bazman, I'll say Bizman, right. For the same type of reason, or
small,
Shol,
Lizman. Over there.
I think something like that.
Yeah, apparently there is a machlokas over here. Some say with a Shva, and some say not with a Shva. He says it's based on Lavush. Lavush writes, Patach tachas habeis is more el davar ha-poshut umavura v'nikr be'ezahu medaber. U'keshim avarchim ha-patach al-karchach perusho. But sitzis hamiyuchados v'hamivuroros, haynu techelus shehu il mikar mitzvos hatzitzis. Im kein bisman hazesh ein techelus nimtza mavarch b'patach harezu birkas shav v'sheker. If you have a patach, if you say batzitzis, apparently it's like the hay hayudia. You know, it's this one that's known is clear, and tov yoseh lomar bitzitzis b'shva. That's the lavush which the Mishnah Berurah apparently is following. However, the Bach says. Even though we don't have tcheles, tzarech lomar lasatev batzitzis. He says batzitzis. The patach tachas habeis lahoros al ikar mitzvah she tzil tcheles shaydei zeh yizkar kol mitzvos Hashem. Then he says gam al pi adikto tzarech lomar bepatach. So that's apparently machlokas. Ulemaisa kvar kasvu lahoyer al divrei mishnah berurah shasasam lomar b'shvat tachas habeis. Says, what do you mean the Mishnah Berurah says it should be that way? And in the Shaharat Zion he says that's the steam of Sat Poskim, Rov Achronim, because he says, look, see, many people say it's not like that. V'chein katsu, v'nogu harbe gedol Yisrael, asher horosam mekubalos v'nehuga bekerav tfutas Yisrael, im ki chelik mekilos ansardim, mixas mekilos ashkenazim, nogim lomar b'shva tachas abeis. So, it's machlokes, he says, some ashkenazim say with a shva, and some sardim. What's the what do the average person say? No, I don't know myself anymore. I think most people say bitzitzis. I mean, I'm just going based on no. Bitzitzis. I mean, tomorrow morning you'll be more conscious of it. You, what does he have in the Israel Yol? You know?
I think ba.
He has ba.
I believe so.
Interesting. Okay.
In the what?
The
Israel Yol, the grosser. Okay. Okay, next.
Yeah, he's Ba.
He has Ba.
Yeah, Pasach, Rashas, Ba,
Lechem. Oh, Ba, he calls the Ba.
Yagetz, Shlav, Halavush, Kosa, Bitzar,
Lomar, Bid, Bishra. Right, so he has both. He brings down Ba and the Lavush.
Yeah, in the actual text it's Ba, but in the...
And what does he say to God then? I mean, is that... Does it, can we assume that it's...
let's see.
That we know.
No, he doesn't say what the Gra did.
He has it on the bottom there, like
anything. I don't think the Meister of talk
that they had. He has very little on Tal.
He only has
like a handful of things there.
Yeah, the Meister talks about
the Shear. I think there's one thing on the Shear.
Zechel with the
Zecher and Zecher. Yeah.
But not this.
What is that? I'm sorry.
What is that?
The grosser.
Okay, next. So let's get back to this issue of the Hefsek. There's a lot of. He brings down some klolim here. I'll say that. So that's something we've seen until now, that the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, nor the Mechaber really define what's called Miyad. The Ber Hetev. Take a look at the Ber Hetev over here in Sif Katan Tez Zayin. The Ber Hetev. In the Ber Hetev, in this volume, yeah, it's on the page here. He quotes from the, what is it, the Olas Tamir?
Sif what?
Tes Zion. See where it says, V'lachein in Pasha Talisa B'boker V'nisha Lav Talis Katan V'chozer V'lovesh Talisa B'mincha Afa Pisha Yadayt B'dayto Kisha Pashta B'shach V'lachso V'lovesho B'mincha Afil Hachi Tzarech V'lachso L'varech Mishom D'shoha Kol Kach. So that's a long time. From Shachris to Mincha, we know that's a long time. Again, but what about anything that's less than that? Shachris to Mincha could be, 6 hours or more. Certainly more. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which I saw cited over there as well, Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a lashon where he says that the time frame for Hesach Hadas to be Mechayev in Nibracha is Ad La'achar Kama Shos. After a number of hours, then for sure you're going to be Mechayev in making a Nibracha. All right? The Bir Alocha's lashon is just to distinguish between Shah Harbe and Lo Shah Harbe. But again, as far as what's called Shah Harbe, we don't know. So he brings a number of klalim here. One klal he says is that Hesach Hadas is not always totally bizman, but it can be totally on the das of a person. Right? Person is masik in the middle of a mitzvah. Right? It doesn't always have to be a time frame. Okay, let's say person next klal is hefsek mitzvah without a good reason. Bizman musiyam upona linyana veiskav shonim afsha b'dayta behemshach zman lachzor zeh beged hesach das. In other words, he didn't turn away from what he was doing with the set time that he's going to leave for this man to come back. It was open ended. When he got around to it, he came back. That's hesach das. However, he says there's an ikar gadol ha'imutal al chov lachzor l'mitzvah. Is there a halacha that's keeping him attached to this mitzvah, mitzad halacha or mitzad minog, or mitzad hamhaga tova shekibul atzma, because then you could say that he doesn't have to make a bracha because he was still involved and he's always going back to that place. Okay, that's another klal. Another klal is when he removed himself from the mitzvah, he had a strict intent to be to go back, and I'm sorry, to not go back. That's going to be called a hefsek. That's like, again, havlan nevarich. That's a siluk. All right. If a person just stops what he's doing stam without any specific intent, then it depends. If it's nicker from his maisim that he doesn't want to go back, he's going to have to make a bracha. If it's not nicker, then there's stadim lakan lakan, as we mentioned. Talis gadol, not the talis gadol, talis katan. Then the last klal he brings, or the last two klalim he has here, actually has quite a few. But going from one place to the other, that we didn't really get into. Sleeping. What do you say about sleeping? So the guy's sleeping, we said, that's a hafsek. By Berachas HaTorah, a guy goes to sleep at night, he gets up in the morning, he has to make a new Berachas HaTorah. Mm-hmm. But a nap during the day, that's what we call a Shena Sarai, that's not necessarily a hafsek.
What about someone, let's say, for instance, who works at night and sleeps during the day?
He works at night and he sleeps during the day.
He's not trying.
I understand. So what happens?
When he goes to sleep is when you have that sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
I understand. When you go to sleep, you're dafka. Just like he says, when you go to the bathroom, taking it off, then that's dafka.
But Shana's right. Shana's right. But Shana's sarai apparently is not the same. Shana's keva, yes. Shana's sarai. Okay, it's chops a little bit of a dremel. What's the shear for that also? We need to find. I think there is something of a shear that's discussed in the postgame.
But there's no barisim also.
I mean, he's not involved in the mitzvah, you want to say?
At all, yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah said he should take and cover himself up with him.
Right. That's definitely also still not barisim also.
Right. It just has to be potentially... all right. So let's just spend the last couple of minutes. I mean, there's a lot more here, and maybe next week we'll fill in some of the blanks, but I just want to get to this one question, which I think is... a constantly recurring question. Poshe talisa al talis katan b'merchatz. Guy goes into the mikveh, or he goes to the pool, or he goes to the ocean, or he takes off the gifts to someone else. Right? Guy wants aliyah. He's not married, he's not wearing a talis, he gives him a talis. Or to nap, and then you put it back on. So what are the gedarim over there? So he writes like this. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yudal, he quotes the Ramah. And he says like this, V'yesh omer she'in mevorchen v'haya daita la'asol satek bo, our Ramah. V'chein nogel l'maisu b'chol kilos Yisrael. If you took it off with the intent to put it back on, everyone's knowing to not make a bracha. Even you went to the Beis HaKisei, to the Beis HaMerchatz. V'chein kishemashal taliso nosum b'matana, l'kohen bocher, kohen going up to Duchen, a little kid. Oh, la'alos la'torah v'chadoma. Ein achol z'mevorech shel ovei shuv ha'talos ha'talos katan im ha'yabedaita b'shas ha'pshita la'chso l'vorech shuv la'achem ikan. If as long as you had intent. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah's etza was, you want to get out of all problems, then have in mind when you make the bracha not to, that you're going to take it off and put it back on again. Then that's the etza yu'utza, your yotza l'chol deyas. But if you didn't do that, it sounds like from here that the majority of poskim would assume, it certainly seems like that from the Aruch HaShulchan, Safik Brachas LaHakel, that in order to avoid any problems, we assume that as long as you had das to put it back on when you took it off, that would be sufficient. Even if you put it back on immediately, then you're going to have to make the bracha. If you took it off stam, okay, then it depends if you have talis cotton on or not. Kar kasav nu le'el, she'afilu behefsek shel kama shos, even for a number of hours. In beis apshita daitu mechletas lachso lovshal talis v'sibas apshita mugderes u'mishu eres lazman mesuyam u'bechilof hazman ha'mesuyam chazav v'lovesh atalis ein mevarech lov. You took it off for a few hours. Right? Took it off for a few hours. And you put it back on. But you knew when you took it off that you're going to put it back on. He says that does not demand a new bracha. That does not demand a new bracha. So what's an example that he gives? You take off your talis between shachris and musaf. In places where they make kiddush or something, right? So you don't make another bracha there. V'chein b'yom ha-kippurim bein musaf l'mincha. Ein ha-mavarchem shuv kishachos v'loshem talisam. Afilu kecholof kama shos. What? No.
They do that in camps.
Between musaf?
Shachris and mincha and yom kippurim.
Shachar is mincha or shachar?
Sorry?
See, shachar is mincha?
Yeah. Must have been a technically. That's in the 120 what's that say? Finish it, 8 o'clock.
Just hit that up this year.
And then we can too.
He says the Chayyadim says like that.
Huh?
I don't know. He claims the Chayyadim says that.
That sounds a little
we take it off a of Motzef and put it back on a Mincha, even a few hours later. Then he has Kichalv Kamashosh Hari Mutal of Chovim Machmas Haminag Laham Shechat Tefillah Betalas. Since when you took it off, you were still bound to put it back on by Halacha because the Minag is to continue with it. So you're not Masiach Das.
That's not now.
What?
It's not now.
What do you mean?
That is Masiach Das, just because you have.
He's saying the fact that you know you must put it on, that you're sort of still a tie to it because you're going to daven Musaf after, so you're still not fully Mesiach Das. That's what he wants to tie in.
So what did he say on Shabbos?
Oh, he has a Shabbos case here. Listen to this. A few Shachas, between Shachas and Musaf, he says.
Oh, well, I was thinking about, let's say, Shachas, you know, can I break a Muslim at the second meal because.
No, that's because you have other halachas there. I mean, Shir Eko, you're going to pass the Shir Eko. Lachin afilu chataf shena bein tayim lo yivarach. You know, a guy took a nap in between. Also not going to make a bracha. Afki yam adakta kim yak pidu shem yodim shal saka tiya meshach shav yoser v'yifnel dvar machirim l'chavim v'boker be'es ha-bracha she'in v'kamanasam lift up a zu el ad pshita satalas.
Who is this?
Who's he quoting for that?
Who's this? Yeah, this whole thing that we just
he's quoting different, he has different footnote, I'm telling you.
Shachas and Musaf.
From Shachas to Musaf?
Shachas and Mincha. Musaf and Mincha and Yom Kippur, let's
say. 248. He says, Kedivri Achai Odom and Nishmas Odom Klal Yud Beis Sivka and Aleph.
Oh, it's this guy saying, this is what?
He says, look at the Chayyadim, this is what he says, right?
Oh, it's in the Chavar of this statement.
Yeah, he's just bringing that. He says, look at the Chayyadim, that's what he says, yeah. That's the way that's the whole thing works, yeah. Now here's another case. Uba poshe taliso b'Shabbos kodesh la'achar gemar hatfila kishaholich lisod suda Shabbos. He goes to eat lunch. He takes off his talis. Uba tzona luvo shuv hatalis la'achar suda kadei lakachto b'leveso. Then he wants to wear it home. There's no air. If he wants to wear it home, he's not going to carry it. Okay. What's that?
He won't carry it. He'll be over hachana, bringing it home.
Let's say he has a reason. Yeah. Let's say it's not hachana. He doesn't want to leave it where it is now. It's not hachana because he wants it. He doesn't want to leave it where it is now. Let's say he can get rid of that problem. Yesh lodem l'chayv v'shuv v'bracha. Tehanisayon meyed she'eno davar borer v'hechleiti she'yilba shuv ha'talas achar ha'suda. It's not definite. You can't say that it's definite. Every time a guy finishes his suit, he's going to put his talis back on and take it home like that. So he says there could be pami motzei odem makom shomer. He'll find the makom shomer to leave it. L'haniyach shama talis ad motzei shabbos. V'nimlach, he won't put it back on. Hakol ofi ha'inyan. He says, "V'shuvar isi shekvar dona ofin kazeh b'shuvas shevet alevi." That's Rav Vosner Shlita. Achein masuk sheish b'zeh sofik brachos. V'hanochon sheyikavim b'bocher b'es levishas atalas lift up b'bracha rak ad hapshita b'zman asuda. So it really goes both ways. The Mishnah has that eitza yutza when you make the bracha on the talas that you might take it off and put it back on again. That helps. But he says in any of these cases where it's a little bit questionable, right? Maybe the better thing to do is if you know you're going to keep the talas off, he says for an hour. Then have in mind that the bracha is just going to be on that. It's like the Dalet Kosos. We say bracha should just have in mind that it's just going to be on that cup to get out of the problem of if you make four brachas or two brachas. Have in mind only be yod to that cup. V'yifnu al dvar ma'achirim l'chavim b'bukir b'esa bracha she'ein b'kavanos and lift up b'bracha zu el ad pshitas hatalas v'achakach yivarcha shuv l'derakol. Then everyone's going to say you have to make a bracha. Comes out from this that any of these things are not going to require a new, I'm just saying this according to this mahalach, any of these things are not going to require a new bracha. Going swimming, going running, going to the mikvah, a short nap maybe, but this is interesting. I didn't, you know. It's because otherwise it's very hard to be magdir. What is the time frame? What's the time frame? So he wants to say, based on the Chai Adam and others, that as long as it's the type of thing that where you know you're putting your talis back on, right? If you're putting the talis back on, or the minig or the halacha requires that you put the talis back on, you're never really out of it. You're never really out of it. Now, there's a machlokas about a nap in the afternoon, whether that's called hasach hadas or not. So they bring from the Chazon Ish that he would take off his talis in Yom Kippur for a half hour nap, and then he was mesupik regarding the bracha, and he didn't make a bracha. Did not make a bracha. So, now Nafal Tali, so obviously that's different. But here he's saying that right, maybe it's Kedai to take a look at that Chai Adam inside, and maybe we'll also take a look at this Tshuva from the Shevet HaLevi. He's usually very, very good, very straight. All right, so just to review, what we've seen is this major machlokas between the Rambam and between the Mechaber and the Ramah regarding Pasha Taliso, where you have Das to put it back on immediately. Mechaber says you must make a bracha when you put it back on, and the Ramah says no, you don't make a bracha in those cases where you actually did it. And we were just questioning what's called Miyad. So it sounds like even with a long hefsek sometimes, that's still called miyad if it falls into one of those categories. So he says, when you take off your talis on Shabbos between Shachris and Musaf, or Yom Kippur between Musaf and Mincha, you don't make another bracha based on the Chai Adam, even though many hours have passed, because there's a chiyuv based on the minute to put the talis back on, and therefore you're not mesiach das. So Mustami can say the same thing. A guy knows he's putting his talis cotton back on because it's still daytime. Minig requires him to put his talis cotton back on. So he's not really Mashiach Tasa. It makes good sense. Again, all this assumes that you make a bracha on the talis cotton. If you're of the practice of not making bracha on talis cotton anyway, then you don't really have this whole question. So maybe we'll take that up separately. But all right, starting next time we get together, we'll start a new sugya in the Gemara and Rishonim, but I felt that since we already started this sugya in the Gemara and Poskim, I thought it was good to bring it to some type of Lamaisa conclusion. If we can call this a conclusion, but. Alright, give some Gedarim anyway. Okay? And maybe next time we'll take up something more about the actual Tzura of the Tzitzis. So far we did Tal Shu'ula. And we did the bracha. We will take up something about the ksharim or something.
Is this only Wednesday night?
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. You around next week?
No, I leave tomorrow for Seattle.
Call in.
But I can call in Monday, Tuesday, but Wednesday I'm up to camp already.
Okay, Monday, Tuesday, that's a call. We'll be here. Bleed 9.
Camp in Seattle.
In Shelton.
Everyone.